Hello, how's it going? Welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. We are the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Walter Danesi, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Wednesday, July 3, 2024. We'll have news, we'll have sports, we'll have music, we'll have a feature on the city of Buenos Aires, a very interesting English language documentary about the city of BA that is from the late 1990s, and it covers everything, and we'll be airing this series in chapters, okay? We've got chapter number one. In addition, we'll be talking about a story of an American man who's suing the Chilean state for being abducted as a baby by the Pinochet dictatorship over 40 years ago. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street, 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Other way is okay for sending reception reports if you are at the EXA. This show in English is aired on the frequency 5850 kHz of WRMI and also via our webpage, rai.com.ar, and our app for mobile devices that you can download for free. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. Argentina, despite parallel dollar increase, the government rules out devaluation. Hurricane Beryl left 6 dead in the Caribbean. Ecuador redeclares a state of emergency due to violence. Peru reintroduces visa for all Venezuelan migrants. Sports. Brazil tied with Colombia for Copa America and will face Uruguay in the quarterfinals. And these are the news. The government of President Javier Milei will not devaluate the peso despite the increase in the informal dollar rate, also known in Argentina as the blue dollar. This was reported this Wednesday by Clarín newspaper, citing a cabinet meeting in which Minister of Economy Luis Caputo ratified the course of the administration. According to the publication, the minister stated, in the mid and the long term, the macroeconomic order rules. According to this source, Caputo stated before his peers, we have fiscal, commercial and current account surpluses. To this, we must add that we are headed for zero peso emission. In this context, the official stated that the economic plan will not be touched. This comes after a jump in the parallel dollar, which reached a record 1430, that's to say, 1,430 pesos yesterday, an increase of 65 pesos since the beginning of the week. Thus, the gap with the official quotation of almost 900 pesos exceeds 50%. Category 4 Hurricane Beryl is hitting the Caribbean, where it has already left at least 6 dead in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and in the north of Venezuela. The phenomenon is now heading towards Jamaica, where Prime Minister Andrew Holness warned the population of a serious threat. Authorities expect Beryl to begin to lose intensity during these hours before it hits Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Yesterday, the cyclone passed southeast of Beata Island, Dominican Republic, with winds of more than 250 kilometers per hour. In Mexico, 19 people were killed in a confrontation between drug gangs near the border with Guatemala. This was confirmed by the country's security bureau, which reported the discovery of 14 fatalities in a truck executed with firearms. Initial investigations point to a confrontation between the Sinaloa cartel and another criminal groups, according to official sources. Investigators say the gangs are disputing control of this border area. Meanwhile, in Ecuador, President Daniel Noboa again decreed a state of emergency for six provinces in the face of increased criminal violence. The measure applies for 60 days for the following districts: Guayas, Los Ríos, Manabí, Orellana, Santa Elena, and El Oro. The head of state had already taken a similar measure back in April after an armed group assaulted a TV channel and took hostages those who were broadcasting live from the studio. All Venezuelan citizens will be required a visa to enter Peru, according to the government of the South American country. Until last week, there were exceptions to the requirements, but these were eliminated yesterday. According to Peruvian authorities, the measure seeks to reinforce immigration control. There are approximately 1.5 million migrants and refugees from Venezuela currently in Peru. It is one of the main destinations for them in the continent, in addition to Colombia, Chile, and Argentina. And now, sports. Colombia and Brazil tied 1-1 in the Copa America, and with this result, both qualified for the quarterfinals. The Colombians finished first in their group and will now face Panama for a place in the semifinals. Meanwhile, the Brazilians will face one of the favorites of the tournament, Uruguay. At the same time, the coach of Argentina's under-23 national football team presented the list of players that were summoned for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games. In the list, there are three players of the main team, which tomorrow faces Ecuador in the quarterfinals of the Copa America. They are goalkeeper Jerónimo Rulli, defender Nicolás Otamendi, and forward attacker Julián Álvarez. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, a documentary on Buenos Aires City. But before that, let us play a little bit of Argentine reggae. This is one of the most important groups of this genre in the country, Los Pericos, the Parakeets, that began their career in the early 1980s singing in English, in in an Argentine version of English, because, well, they thought that reggae was supposed to be sung in English. Eventually, they evolved into a Spanish language group, and their biggest hits, especially in the 1990s, were in Spanish. But at the very beginning of their career, all of their songs were in English, such as this one called Jamaica Reggae by Los Pericos.
I feel so good in your lips, ganja. Everything needs okay. I want
Argentina al mundo. RAI,
Argentina, 面向 世界.
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
La RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
For most people, Buenos Aires means basically tango. There are good reasons that explain why this city and its music have become synonyms. The tango expresses, like no other music, the spirit of a capital where millions of immigrants have blended their history and feelings with those of Argentina, the country that so kindly welcomed them. But visitors can find much more in Buenos Aires. For example, a charming city, proud of its parks and monuments. A city that knew how to embellish its downtown profile with dozens of towers and domes. A metropolis which rushes and bustles in the financial quarters, but loves the pleasant quietness of the old neighborhood backyards. A city that gets excited by shopping at luxurious malls and enjoys the simple ritual of drinking coffee at the old bar in the neighborhood. A city that dearly treasures the old houses and stone-paved streets in the south and shows off in the north, reflecting the sky on the glass walls of modern buildings. A Buenos Aires that devotes much time to explore literary novelties and takes pleasure in giving support to hundreds of art exhibitions. And becomes full of thundering cheers at soccer stadiums where multitudes cheer their favorite teams. The modern together with the old. The quiet near the restless. The distinguished next to the ordinary. All different and yet all blending in. A capital in which diversity became the most charming characteristic. Charming, like the tango, as beautiful as her women. Buenos Aires appeals to the heart. a communicated port, cosmopolitan, and open to all philosophical and artistic trends, Buenos Aires has an intense cultural activity. The calendar includes more than 2,000 annual events. There are plastic arts exhibitions, concerts, ballet performances, cinema and theater festivals, and a great number of contests and competitions, organized by official and private institutions. There is a growing number of shows in parks, squares, and soccer stadiums. In addition, there is a full program of business and scientific congresses, seminars, and exhibitions, which in many cases are international. These events convoke thousands of foreign visitors who sustain the marked growth of the hotel business. Guests get in touch with a capital that normally exceeds their expectations. The city has more than 70 different types of museums, around 150 public libraries, a number which is duplicated if private institutions and educational institutes are included. The International Fair, the book from the author to the reader, is one of the most important in its type around the world and shows the importance of the publishing business, which has made Buenos Aires one of the main centers of the Spanish-American book. During the month of April each year, contact between authors and readers is promoted, and the fair becomes a privileged environment for conferences and debates. The creative rhythm of local artists supports the activity of art galleries, large in number, even for a big city. There are more than 50 galleries devoted to the exhibition and sale of paintings, sculptures, engravings, drawings, tapestry, and other plastic arts. Visitors are also surprised by the dimension of the antiques business, which includes simple objects used by the popular classes in the old times to magnificent works produced by European artists and firms. This abundance is a result of the large purchasing power of the aristocracy of Buenos Aires from 1880 to 1930, when entire families used to stay for long periods in Europe, buying objects with the money produced by their wealthy farms in Argentina. Among the buildings that characterize the 9 de Julio Avenue, none is so well known as the Teatro Colón, one of the most important in the world of opera. It is located less than 200 meters from the Obelisco and occupies the block where the city's central railway station used to stand in the past. It is one of the most harmonious buildings in Buenos Aires, the product of the wealthiest period of Argentina, which explains why it is entirely monumental. The auditorium, 75 meters long and of semicircular form, is the largest of its type in the world and provokes admiration for its exceptional acoustics. The public is distributed in 632 orchestra seats and 142 balconies, which together accommodate 2,500 people. The golden and garnet colors predominate in the decoration, illuminated by dozens of Belle Époque lights. The 700 lamps of the central chandelier has a diameter of 7 meters and weighs 2,500 kilos. There is space enough for 20 musicians or for the personnel in charge of special effects. When it is raised, it is lodged in the center of a great dome painted by Master Raúl Soldi. Out of sight from the public, in three underground floors that extend under the Avenue 9 de Julio, next to Arturo Toscanini Street, a citadel operates which combines sculpture, scenery, tailors and shoemaker shops, entirely devoted to the staging of opera and ballet. The Museum of Lyric Art and Musical Instrument remains permanently open to the public. For decades, the Colón has been a part of the circuit of large concert halls in the world, and the list of orchestras, conductors, choreographers, ballet and opera stars who have performed on its stage includes the most important international figures. In addition, the Colón Theater trains professionals and has its own artistic staff. Its High Institute of Arts is a renowned place for singers, musicians, and dancers. It has given fame to international celebrities such as Julio Boca, or Paloma Herrera, among others. The main facade of the Colón Theater faces the large Plaza Lavalle, which occupies an area of 3 blocks with immense trees growing there for more than a century. A few steps from there is the Federal Law Palace, site of the judicial power of the nation. And 2 blocks to the north, on Córdoba Avenue, the Teatro Nacional Cervantes is where various plays are staged, generally from the classical repertoire. It is the site of the Argentine Official Comedy Theater and the National Theater Museum, utilized for the presentation of new books as well as for conferences and seminars. Buenos Aires is one of the largest Spanish-speaking cities. Almost 3 million people live here, including the vast Greater Buenos Aires area, where population figures reach 11 million. There are more than 15,000 industrial plants, 100,000 shops of all types and categories, and most of the financial services of the country. As capital of the Republic, it concentrates most of the major central administration agencies and is the site of the 3 federal powers, with headquarters at the Government House, also known as the Casa Rosada, the National Congress Building, and the Federal Law Courts Palace. Located on the west bank of the River Plate, the city enjoys a pleasant climate with an average annual temperature of 17 degrees centigrade, a mild winter and warm summers which may register temperatures above 30 degrees centigrade. But the name Buenos Aires has nothing to do with climatic conditions. It derives from the devotion its founders felt for the Virgin Bonaria, protector of Mediterranean sailors. Its origin goes back to 1536, when Pedro de Mendoza built a precarious fortress by the river. Abandoned 5 years later and founded again in 1580 by Juan de Garay, its presence guaranteed the domain of the Spanish Empire in the River Plate and its immense territories. The strategic location and the impressive cattle raising on the vast pastures of the Pampas were the keys to development. Slowly, the initial group of houses made of mud and straw made Buenos Aires one of the most important cities in the Spanish Empire in America. At the end of the 18th century, it was designated capital of the Viceroyalty of the River Plate. With the May 1810 revolution, Buenos Aires initiated a process that led to the end of the Spanish dominion in South America. And in 1880, after a long period of civil confrontations, it became the capital of the Republic. Since that moment, Buenos Aires attracted capital investors and witnessed the settlement of industries, railways, power plants, and gigantic port works. At the same time, parks and avenues were drawn, streets were stone paved, subways were built, and one of the largest tramway networks in the world was laid on its territory. The development absorbed multitudes of European immigrants to the extent that during many years, foreigners were more numerous than Argentine inhabitants. The boom of commerce and administration contributed to the emergence of a vast middle class, which strongly characterizes this city. And the development of culture accompanied this process. Together with the evolution of theater, journalism, literature, fine arts, and music, a new phenomenon, the tango, conferred a distinct profile to Buenos Aires. Absolute reflection of the nostalgic and frequently skeptical vision of life typical of the porteños, the tango played a decisive role in the identity of Buenos Aires. It was a result of the transformation experienced by the city when a powerful European immigration stream merged with the heritage of Spaniards, natives, and black inhabitants from earlier centuries. It originated anonymously in brothels and in suburban settlements, towards 1880, constituting for decades a marginal and censorable music, interpreted by trios of violin, flute, and guitar. Around 1900, the bandoneon, with its sad and melancholic sound, joined the tango never to abandon it. Although the bandoneon is of German origin, the tango adopted its harmonious eloquence to express the feelings of Buenos Aires, and it finally became the most typical tango instrument. Later on, other instruments were incorporated, and large tango orchestras were formed, but no musical group ever omits the bandoneon. At the beginning, the tango was danced only by men, but very soon it was adopted by couples, who danced close together like no other dancers had dared to until then.
Yo soy del barrio de tres esquinas.
Tangos with lyrics, tangos to be sung, appeared around 1915 and were definitely epitomized by Carlos Gardel.
Rinconcito arrabalero con el toldo de cereza de tu patio que quiero.
A singer with a prodigious voice and extraordinary interpretation talents, who after his death, at a plane accident, became a virtual national hero for Argentines in general and for porteños in particular. From its common and somewhat sinful origin until its acceptance at ballrooms and its international success, the tango passed through various periods. Its lyrics at the beginning, descriptive and simple, reached high poetic levels afterwards. And without abandoning the characteristic quadruple time, the musical compositions were enriched, accompanied by the social evolution of Buenos Aires. Nothing reflects the city of open yards, ornamental gratings, and stone-paved streets so well as the tangos of the so-called Guardia Vieja, or Old Guard. Few tangos invite so much to dance as those popularized by the orchestras of the 40s and 50s. As tango fans say, they can make dancers polish the floors. And the cosmopolitan city, opposite to the one that keeps the flavor of the old neighborhoods and resists the invasion of multitudes, is clearly reflected by the tangos of Aníbal Troilo and Astor Piazzolla. There is a vast bibliography analyzing in detail the history of the tango and the authors of lyrics, orchestras, and singers, and thousands of records that reflect the different periods and styles. Bookstores and music shops dedicate specific sectors to the music of Buenos Aires, but nothing substitutes the feeling provoked by seeing tango dancers, or even more, by the personal experience of dancing such a sensual rhythm. For this purpose, in addition to shows, often offered by theaters, there are places where it is possible to get in direct contact with singers, musicians, and dancers. They are called tanguerias, opened at night, and usually offer dinner, a show, and even the possibility of dancing. During some tours around the city, it is possible to listen to tangos played by independent street musicians or to dance outdoors at fairs and exhibitions.
Well, that was chapter one of this documentary on Buenos Aires City that covers it all. It covers music, architecture, history, culture, gastronomy. We'll get back to it because it's a three-chapter piece that is also available on YouTube. I'll give you the details later on. Let's play some tango music, shall we? We've been talking about tango for the past 15, 20 minutes. Let's enjoy a tune, shall we? And this is a classic, not in traditional tango fashion. It's a classic of tango, Nieblas del Riachuelo, Fox of the Riachuelo River, which is the river that is the boundary between the city of Buenos Aires and the province and flows into the estuary of the Río de la Plata, where the mouth of the river, or La Boca, is located and has been romanticized in many, paintings by Benito Quinquera Martín, a local painter, poets, and songs such as this one, Las Nieblas del Riachuelo, Nieblas del Riachuelo, Fog of Riachuelo. But this is a rendition by flamenco singer Diego El Cigala from Spain and Cuban pianist Bebo Valdés from a very popular album of the year 2003 called Lágrimas Negras, in which this duo, Cuban pianist and flamenco Spanish singer, interpreted all kinds of songs, mainly from Latin America, and the Argentine contribution to that very successful record is Nieblas del Riachuelo.
Turbio fundadero donde van a recalar barcos que en el muelle para siempre han de quedar, sombras que se alargan en la noche del dolor, náufragos del mundo que han perdido el corazón, puentes y cordales donde el viento viene a aullar, barcos carboneros que van a zarpar, sordos cementerios de las naves que al morir sueñan sin embargo que la mar han de partir. Niebla del Riachuelo, amarrado al recuerdo, te sigo esperando. Niebla del Riachuelo, desamor para siempre me va alejando. Nunca más volvió, nunca más lo vi, nunca más su amor nombró mi nombre junto a mí. Esa misma voz que vio a Dios. Riachuelo, amarrado al recuerdo, te sigo esperando. Niebla del Riachuelo, de ese amor para siempre me vas alejando. Nunca más volvió, nunca más lo vi, nunca más su amor nombró mi nombre junto a mí. Esa misma voz que dijo adiós.
Okay, I've got a piece here that was published by The Guardian, you know, the British newspaper, about a Chilean-American man who was raised in the US and has filed a criminal complaint against the Chilean state. He alleges that the South American country engaged in a systematic plan to steal thousands of babies from perceived enemies of the state in the 1970s and 1980s. The case filed by Jimmy Lippert Thaiden Gonzalez, 43, aims to advance the task of Chilean prosecutors and human rights groups working on accountability for crimes committed under General Augusto Pinochet.
Thank you.
On September 11, 1973, Pinochet led a coup to overthrow Marxist President Salvador Allende, ushering in a period of brutal repression until 1990, during which at least 3,095 people were killed and tens of them more were imprisoned and tortured for political reasons. Little more than a year after learning about his origins as one of thousands of Chilean adoptees taken from their biological parents without consent during Pinochet's dictatorship, Thaiden Gonzalez lodged his lawsuit in Santiago, Chile's capital. He did it at a pivotal moment. On Monday, a new judge assumed control over the judicial investigations into the dictatorship's child trafficking operations, the latest action as the left-wing government of President Gabriel Boric seeks to strengthen Chile's accountability efforts. First and foremost, we start with acknowledgement by the government that this has happened. Acknowledgement that there was a wrong. Thaiden Gonzalez, a lawyer and a former Marine who was raised in Virginia, told AP in Santiago. And then he added, from there, we can build on what reparations look like. Thaiden was kidnapped as a newborn in Chile and adopted by an American family who didn't know before recently learning the truth. Last year, with the help of Nos Buscamos, we search each other, a Chilean non-profit facilitating the reconnection of families severed by coerced adoptions, Thaiden Gonzalez managed to track down and hug his birth mother, Maria Angelica Gonzalez, who last glimpsed her newborn son being whisked away in a Santiago hospital ward. Medics had told her that her premature son died shortly after delivery and that they had buried him while she recovered in hospital. In reality, baby Thaiden was given up for adoption to a family in the US, one of the thousands of illegal overseas adoptions in Chile that predated Pinochet's dictatorship but increased during his 17 years in power. According to reports from the Chilean judiciary obtained by the AP, there were over 20,000 cases of coerced or criminal adoptions overall. Civil society organizations such as Nos Buscamos estimate that more than 50,000 Chilean families have been affected. It took until 2017 for Chile to launch judicial investigations into this chilling practice. The government has built a DNA database to enable adoptees and biological families to connect. No one has been charged in connection with the adoptions. Rights groups have criticized the government's failure to investigate the crimes more diligently and swiftly. Officials in the Justice Ministry say 1,200 cases of coerced adoption, with most involving the Chilean babies taken to the United States and Sweden for adoption, are wending their way through the Santiago Appeals Court. Chile's President Gabriel Boric met last week with the Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson in Stockholm, where they struck a cooperation agreement to advance information sharing about the coerced adoptions. Thaiden Gonzalez's lawsuit is one of many attempts at finding justice. But while most of the previous criminal complaints turn on the specifics of individual adoptees' experiences, Gonzalez's case hopes to have a broader resonance. His complaint stands out in denouncing a systematic situation that spanned decades. Apart from individual responsibilities, we are interested in determining the responsibility of the Chilean state, said Ciro Colombara, a human rights lawyer who filed Thaiden Gonzalez's complaint. And then he added, this will be a discussion in local courts, national courts, and eventually international human rights courts. That was a piece published on The Guardian entitled Adoptee Stolen at Birth. Sues Chile over thousands of dictatorship-era thefts.
R.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
All right, folks, let us enjoy a little bit of music with Horacio Guarani's composition La Villerita. La Villerita would be a little girl who lives or is from a villa, which in Argentina is what we call a shanty town, a very poor neighborhood.
Rancho de lata, cartón y chapa, pinta sus labios, peina su pelo, rubio dorado, recién teñido que ayer fue negro, tacos de engaño, escasos años, los 17 recién cumplí, vuela del nido.La abuela cuida, duerma tranquilo mi dulce niño. Vuela, vuela soñando tener un día como todas la dicha tan merecida, esa que en las revistas le dan envidia, mala semilla, mala perdida.Vuela, vuelan bien alto sus ambiciones, sueña hallarle a su vida las soluciones, desterrar la miseria de sus rincones, techo y cobijo sin privaciones.Avergonzado bajo el tapado y enamorado por dos centavos, el mismo juez que te ha condenado. Supermercado, venta de besos, placer y goce por unos pesos. 20 ventanas antes del puente, muy poca luz panamericana.Vuela, vuela bien alto que no te alcancen, vuela que no te alcancen buitres de barro, esos que solamente tiran el carro, 8.40, hay que borrarlos. Vuela, vuela bien alto paloma herida,Vuela, vuela, si quieres cambiar de vida. Vuela antes que la noche cubra tus días. Paloma mía, paloma herida. Vuela, vuela bien alto que no te alcancen. Vuela que no te alcancen buitres de barro.Esos que solamente tiran el carro, 8.40, hay que borrarlo. Paloma mía, paloma herida, mi villerita, ay, paloma mía.
Okay, la villerita de...Little girl from the villa. by Horacio Guarani. And now we'll have a bonus track, courtesy of Walter Danesi, our sound technician for today, who give us a hand with music selection when he's behind the board, usually bringing some hidden gems of the 1970s rock music from Argentina. Today we have something about by Sui Generis. Sui Generis is a group, a folk rock group, founded by Charlie Garcia, singer-songwriter, keyboard player, and Nito Mestre, guitarist, singer, flute player. They were high school friends, and they formed this group that became a sensation in the early 1970s. I think they were only on for 3 years, releasing three records, and then giving a farewell concert that was massive in 1975 at the Luna Park Stadium. They released, written by Garcia, numerous songs that are part of the Argentine songbook. Sui Generis have songs that Argentines, or Argentines of a certain age, love to sing in bonfires. You know, there's a category of music that can be played with guitar quite easily, and everybody knows the lyrics by heart. And when there is a meeting and somebody's capable of playing guitar, it's very likely that that person is going to take requests. And among the requests are songs that everybody can sing. Can you play something that everybody can sing? And Sui Generis songs, many of them, I would say over 10, maybe 20 Sui Generis songs qualify as songs that everybody know by heart. Not the case with this one. This is kind of a special track by Sui Generis, no? For the connoisseur, as you say in English. Un hada, un cisne, a fairy and a swan. A fairy and a swan would be the translation of this song that we're going to be sharing with you, which is about love that has no match, no? Unrequited love. We've all been there, or very likely will be. It's part of the game. That sometimes you fall in love with somebody that does not correspond. Happens all the time, and I don't need to say how many songs this situation has inspired. This is one of them. But in this case, it uses a nice kind of magical metaphor about a fairy, an hada. That's how you say fairy in Spanish, who is looking at herself in the reflection of a lake all the time. She becomes very sad because her own reflection destroys her image. So the fairy hopes to love a swan that embodies the qualities of the sea. That's to say, water and salt. The chorus of the song expresses the wish of the fairy to love and to be able to fly together with the swan to the sea. The swan responds to this love offer or love by the fairy, and they share some intimacy by the lake. But, and here's the but, no story is, no love story is full without its sad part. One day the swan goes back to the sea. He remains resting on the beach and is unable to return to the fairy side. And as a result, the world of the fairy becomes dark. gray because the swan is gone. And basically this means that the sun does not shine for her anymore. Pretty sad, isn't it? Or I should say bittersweet. Bittersweet. That's poetry, folks. Let's enjoy it with this track called Un Hada, Un Cisne, a Fairy, a Swan by Sui Generis.
Thank you.
little bit of a jazz medley there in this great track by Sui Generis called Un Hada, Un Cisne, A Fairy and a Swan, in which we can also admire the flute performance by Nito Mestre, who's always recognized as a singer, not as a songwriter, because Charly García wrote all of the material. But Nito was great, was brilliant at playing flute. I may be part of a minority saying this, but my favorite face of Charly García is Sui Generis. Charly García then had numerous groups, Serú Girán, La Máquina de Hacer Pájaros, and then a very long solo career. One of the key figures in the history of Spanish language rock music. But this host's personal face of him is the most tender song's face that he wrote with Sui Generis. Let's do the headlines again. The government of Javier Milei rules out a devaluation of the peso. Hurricane Beryl left 6 dead in the Caribbean. Ecuador reinstates a state of emergency in some regions due to criminal violence. Peru reintroduces visa for all Venezuelan migrants. Sports: Brazil tied with Colombia for Copa America and will face Uruguay in the quarterfinals. Walter Danesi was our sound technician and also music programmer for today. We thank him for this Sui Generis track that he suggested. I am Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening. Hasta mañana.